Hello. Good evening. Oh, good evening, ma'am. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Okay. What's it about?
It's mostly about elections. All right. So my first question to you would be, does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet? I'm sorry, sir, bear with me. Yes, a housework for a radio or television station, a news media, an advertising agency, a media organization.
No.
No,
no, none right. of us work for any of that stuff.
No problem. Are you aware, as you're
no,
aware, sir, very...
survey? It's a survey about politics.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay,
well,
you do it.
No, well, go ahead. I'm sorry, my wife, I thought, wanted to do it. Go ahead. What was your next question?
Oh,
all right,
moving
she
on.
She was on the phone with somebody whenever you called in. Sorry.
Well, yes, as you started, sir, I need to complete it with you, but that's okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in a nonpartisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Somewhat likely
yes,
to vote?
Yes, we are. Yes, we vote. Yes.
All right. Would that be definitely, sir, or very likely or somewhat likely?
Definitely. Yes.
Okay, sir. Well, which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Okay. And what would you say is your main racial background?
White, Caucasian.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir. Would you say your age is 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Okay, and moving on quickly, sir, well, we would like to know as well, is generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or you feel they have gotten off on the wrong track?
A little hard to say right now. Do you have any other options other than yes or no?
No, sir. It only tells me right direction or wrong track.
The situation in Dade County is, the mayor's doing a good job. I'd say this is in the right direction right now.
All right. Well, from the following list, sir, to you, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? Like, for example, we have a flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, traffic and congestion, quality of
traffic
life.
Traffic and congestion.
Oh, okay. All right, sir. And although it's a nonpartisan election, sir, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you're definitely going to vote for the Democratic candidate, probably going to vote for the Democratic candidate, you're going to lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or you're definitely going to vote for the Republican candidate, probably going to vote for the Republican candidate, or you're leaning slightly to the Republican candidate?
Definitely voting for the Democratic candidate.
All right, I'm just going to read to you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. I just want you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. For example, I have Raquel Regalado. Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Unfavorable.
All right, would that be very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
All right, what about Richard Prashnik? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I'm not familiar with him. What's that name again?
Richard Prashnik.
And what is he? Do you know?
Oh, it doesn't indicate, sir, but that's okay. What about Cindy Lerner? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat?
Just somewhat.
All right. Moving on quickly, sir. Well, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Would you say Daniela Levine Cava, Alexander Otala, Manny Sid?
Cava.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cava?
I'm definitely doing that.
Okay. And moving on, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Would you say Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnik, or Cindy Lerner?
Cindy Lerner.
Okay. And moving on quickly, would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
A problem.
Part of the problem. Okay. Well, on a different topic, sir, Mayor Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing parks and infrastructure improvements and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners, sir. So knowing this, would you vote a yes in favor of this proposal or no against it?
Yes for it.
All right. Would you say yes, definitely yes, sir, or probably yes?
Oh, definitely yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir, I'm going to read to you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, I just want you to tell me if it makes you more likely, less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado, or it makes no difference to you. I'll be very quick, okay? So the first one says, sir, Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules and efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. Does this make you more likely, less likely, or no difference to vote for her?
No, I like that. That's a good comment. That's favorable.
All right, would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
What about this one, sir? Since Raquel Regalado has been on the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and longtime residents, including seniors on fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. Does this make you more likely, less likely, or no difference to vote for her?
Less likely.
All right. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
All right. And as your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats, does this make you more likely, less likely, or no difference to vote for her?
No difference.
No difference. Okay. And as an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it's fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Does this make you more likely, less likely, or no difference to vote for her?
No difference, support.
No difference. Okay. Moving on quickly, sir. Currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. Does this make you more likely, less likely, or no difference to vote for her?
Less likely.
Would you say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
All right. Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 reelection. Does this make you more likely, less likely, or no difference to vote for her?
No difference, support.
No difference? All right, sir. Moving on quickly. Well, Raquel Regalado served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms, now as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission. Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. Does this make you more likely, less likely, or no difference to vote for her?
No difference, support for her.
No
problem. Can I ask you a question? How much longer is this going to be?
Oh, it's just like 6 more minutes, sir. I promise I'll be very quick.
Six more minutes? Okay, wow.
Yes, sir. I'm almost
done. Yeah, we're getting ready to have dinner, so that's the reason I should have never answered the call. But go ahead. We're finished.
I'm so sorry, sir. We're almost done. As a mother of 2 children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decal safety program with police, and funded job training programs and supports for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum. Does this make you more, less likely, or no difference to vote for her?
More likely. Can I ask you a question? Are you affiliated with Danielle Regalado's campaign?
No, sir. It's a survey that's just getting people's opinion and the name.
Yeah, but it seems like all you're wanting to talk about is her.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're almost done, sir. We're going to
ask. No, I'm serious. I thought this was something you said about in our area. I guess you're focusing on a one candidate. I don't think that's a good idea. I think I want to finish the phone call, okay?
But remember, sir, that your opinion is important and all your feedback
that's
is highly
okay.
Welcome.
I know my opinion is important, but thank you for having a good evening.